Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Hey, fellow beer enthusiasts, the second annual Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo is rapidly approaching. Saturday, November 7th, 2 until 6 p.m. at the Sioux Falls Convention Center.
Number 2, so it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Although we didn't grow the size of it, we've added 9 new breweries that weren't participants last year. The education seminars are, you know, you're number 2, so we've got to make a lot more relationships in South Dakota, and then we beefed up the education seminars, including one by yourself, explaining how much media has to do with the success and the growth of craft beer. So that's going to be great. And, you know, we got Cotton Country, an awesome band from the Twin Cities that's going to come down. These guys are going to play the whole afternoon, and they're just a whole bunch of fun.
That's Mark Opdahl of Chop Liver Craft Beer Festivals, the promoters of the event. One of the great things about this year's expo, the expanding South Dakota beer scene means more state beers for you to try.
I think it's a blast. I mean, as I've been in town over the last couple months here and there, getting to see the Fernson Boys open up. I just saw, you know, Steve and the gang over at Woodgrain just got open, and I got to try some of their beers when I was in town for Beervana. Doing some great things. Hydra's getting pretty close to getting their funding so they can get their own brewery. Some just a lot of really, really fun things happening in the South Dakota beer scene, much like we saw in the Twin Cities here and in Minnesota 5, 6, 7 years ago.
The Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo features unlimited sampling from dozens of different brewers. Opdahl says they really pay attention to the details. If you're consuming beer, it's important to put some food in your belly, and they don't overlook that. A highlight last year was Nate Dogs out of the Twin Cities, and they'll be back.
Bringing those guys down for a reason. They add a lot to the event, I think. Not just because it is the best dog, but because they offer such a great experience with the you know, New York-style hot dog vendor cart. And the concessions at the convention center, we worked with them in this year since we were there last. They've kind of beefed up their menu a little bit too and really added some fun things. We're going to announce those on the Facebook page, but a bunch of new food menu items, so there will be a little bit more diversity as well.
Certainly one of the highlights this year, there's a new brewer coming to South Dakota, and they'll make their statewide debut at the expo. New Holland Brewing out of Michigan.
New Holland makes killer beers. I mean, these guys rock, and their rep, Megan Olson, she is a friend of Juno and I's way back. She was in the Minnesota market 8-10 years ago when I was first moved here, and Juno and I were getting the beer fest going. She's one of the most amazing people in craft beer. Well, she now lives in Milwaukee, and she represents New Holland for several states. And, yeah, they got a hold of a distributor here in South Dakota and, you know, contacted us and said, hey, you know, Megan's obviously a friend. They love us, and they want to launch their brand around the expo. So that was pretty cool. I think people are going to be blown away by their Dragon's Milk. It's a year-round barrel-aged beer. It's insane.
You'll be able to sample New Holland beers for the first time in South Dakota at the Craft Beer Expo. More when Beer Untapped with Perry Miller continues.
It's that time of the year to celebrate beer. So why don't you try something new? I'm willing to bet that you won't regret sampling these handcrafted brews. Craft beer, I stood up and cheered.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking the second annual Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo with event promoter Mark Opdahl. As he mentioned, 9 new breweries will be part of this year's event. Among them, a couple right here in the immediate region, Bank Brewing out of Hendricks and Take 16 from Laverne, are new to this year's event.
Bank, with their kind of rebrand, if you want to call it that, they've been killing it. It's been, what, about 18 months now that they've had this rebrand, and maybe only a year, but they've just been killing it. Luke's making outstanding beers at Take 16. I mean, his Country Mile Kolsch, I think it's called, it's outstanding. I mean, talk about a crushable beer. I mean, it is really right up there with any of the big names you've ever thought, you know, any big breweries that someone might throw out there. Luke's doing a very good job. I'm really looking forward to seeing their progression here in the next few years.
One of the best parts of this kind of festival is a chance to meet the brewers and brewery reps who will be on hand.
I think that's the what gives it that full experience, you know, and fortunately, Juno and I have made a lot of relationships with a lot of these great breweries from around the country, and so that also participate in a lot of our events in Minnesota, if not all of them. So through that, we do get a lot of extra really good support from the breweries. to really make it the best experience possible.
Wooden Legs of Brookings will be there again this year. Seth Cook says it was a great event for them last year.
We had a lot of fun. We took a couple of our beers down. Last year we had the Drink Local Ale. Happy to share that with a lot of people, actually. We took home the People's Choice last year for the Drink Local. Unfortunately, I don't have any Drink Local this year. But I think we've got something that Perry, you might even like as a substitute. We're going to bring down a 6-barrel of Pogonophilia. So it's our 2-year anniversary beer. We've stuffed some of it back away in the cellar. A little of it was specifically for this event. So this is the only craft beer event in the world that you'll have a chance to grab some Pogonophilia.
That's their big Imperial Stout. Really good. As Mark mentioned, there'll be a series of craft beer seminars, including the one I'll be doing on craft beer in the media. However, don't let that stop you from attending.
I wouldn't, but I probably wouldn't attend it either.
Thanks
a lot. Oh, we're talking about you. I think the brewers are doing some seminars too. I think there's a couple different
food pairing.
All I know is that last year that we went, those were well attended. They did a good job, and I would expect the same thing from this year.
The Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo, Saturday, November 7th, 2 until 6 at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. Opdahl says there'll be tons of great beers to try. You might want to check out their program online. Plan ahead a bit. Complete ticket info can be found at SiouxFallsCraftBeerExpo.com. Finally today, a reminder from Seth about the Halloween party this Saturday at Wooden Legs. It's high octane Halloween.
Halloween always seems like a good seasonal transition time where we go from what seems to be fall to the more colder months, and about that time it's ready to fortify. So we put on flights of our really high octane stuff, the stuff that is high in gravity, lots of flavors, lots of barley wines, lots of big Imperial Stouts, and this year's going to be no different. So we're going to do a Halloween party and put on some flights of some really big beers. Last year we had a costume contest. The year before, we'll do the same thing. We'll probably incorporate our Instagram account with the costume contest and let people vote online for it.
That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.